Culture 9. Exercises 5 and 6.
Ada Lovelace was born in 1815 into a rich family. She was the daughter of the British aristocrat and famous poet Lord Byron. However, she did not grow up with him. She was brought up by her mother, who made sure that Ada had a very good education. She was particularly good at maths and science, and took a keen interest in the scientific inventions and discoveries of her day. At that time, a British mathematician called Charles Babbage was working on a machine for doing complex calculations. He called his machine a difference engine. He began to build the machine, but he did not finish it because he had a better idea. He called his new idea the analytical engine, and it was better because it had a kind of memory. In fact, he didn't finish building this one either. Babbage never really finished anything. Ada Lovelace met Charles Babbage, and the two became friends. Ada began working with Babbage, and because she was a brilliant mathematician, she understood how important his ideas were. She realized that it was possible to write programs for the analytical engine. Because it had a memory, it could do complex calculations step by step. In a scientific paper, she described how to do this and gave an example. Because the machine was never built, the example was never tested. Nevertheless, most computer scientists see Ada Lovelace's work as the first computer program in the world, and it was written years before the first computer existed. Ada Lovelace died in 1852 at the age of 36. The importance of her work was not realized for another 100 years, but today she is seen as an important figure in the history of science. A modern computer programming language is named after her, Ada. And every October, Ada Lovelace Day celebrates the role of women in science, technology, maths, and engineering.